You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Sensing that big tech firms will slow down their India investment plans in the light of the recent heavy penalty levied on Google by the Competition Commission of India for its monopolistic business practices. Sources said that the government's approach is to come out with a light-touch regulation for firms like Apple, Google, and others, which evenly balances innovation and fair play. Accordingly, it has been decided that Google and Apple would not be forced to open their operating system and App Store, Android and iOS, to all domestic players who would be free to install and uninstall apps of their choice. Instead, the regulatory guidelines under works would ask these firms to mandatorily give valid and justifiable reasons for not onboarding apps on their platforms. Currently, these firms are not bound by any law which mandates them to provide such disclosures. Meanwhile, economists on Monday exhorted the government to keep up the focus on achieving high growth rates on a sustained basis by continuing to take more reform initiatives amid strong external headwinds, sources told Financial Express. In a pre-budget consultation meeting with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, some of them lauded the government's enhanced capex push to stimulate economic activities, because sustaining growth momentum would be a challenge in the next fiscal as the favorable base effect diminishes. The economists wanted the center to ensure reasonable amount of fiscal consolidation for financial year 24 without curbing productive spending. One of the sources said, the center aims to trim its fiscal deficit to 4.5% by financial year 26 against the targeted 6.4% for the current fiscal. They also called for aggressive asset monetization, meaningful privatization initiatives, and a reduction in the elevated import tariffs. With this, Sitharaman concluded her consultations for the budget for the next fiscal, which were held since November 21st. Moving on, the center is unlikely to soften its stand on taxation of virtual digital assets, even as the industry is hoping for a review on the 1% TDS provisions in the Union Budget 2023-24. According to sources, the tax provisions on virtual digital assets came after a lot of thought and discussion and do not require a review. A person familiar with the development said, the tax provisions were brought about based on the large number of transactions and investments and the need to monitor them. As of now, it is not felt that any review or rollback is needed. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had in the budget Financial Year 23 announced a scheme for taxation of virtual digital assets, which includes a 30% tax on income on transfer of these assets, no offsetting of loss from transfer of these assets, and a 1% TDS on payment made in relation to transfer of these assets. However, the cryptocurrency industry, which has witnessed a tumultuous year with global volatility and troubles at various exchanges, believes that the tax scheme, particularly the 1% TDS, has made many investors move to foreign exchanges. The industry has sought that the 1% TDS is lowered to 0.01% as well as a review of other provisions. In other news, global rating agency S&P has trimmed its India growth forecast by 30 basis points to 7% for the current fiscal from its September projection, thanks to growing external headwinds and the impact of the interest rate tightening by key central banks. However, it is acknowledged that India, being a domestic demand-led economy, will be less impacted by the current global turmoil than many others in the Asia-Pacific region. The agency's downward revision comes just days before the government is set to release the growth estimate for the second quarter on November 30th. Analysts expect real growth to have slowed down to 6.3 to 6.5% in the September quarter. It had retained its forecast for India in September at 7.3%, even after the government had announced weaker than expected 13.5% growth in GDP in the June quarter. And lastly, on the back of pandemic-related disruptions and chip shortage, Japan's Suzuki Motor Corporation has revised its 2030 sales target in India downwards by around 30%. Earlier, the company had targeted that its Indian arm, Maruti Suzuki India, and the wholly owned arm, Suzuki Motor Gujarat, would jointly achieve a volume of 5 million passenger vehicles by the turn of the decade. Now the target has been lowered to 3.5 million units, The 5 million target was fixed by SMC on the assumption that total PV sales in India would touch 10 million units by 2030 and Suzuki's market share would be 50% of it. In financial year 22, total PV sales in the domestic market stood at 3.06 million units and in the current fiscal, it is expected to touch 3.5 million units. Between April to October, volume stood at 2.22 million units. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.